Fotografia europea 2022. Un'invincibile estate.
Erbarium. I fiori sono rimasti rosa. Raccontato da Flavia, partecipante al progetto Incontri, Arte, Persone con Alessandra Calò.
Quello che vedete è l'opera nata.
What you see is the work that came about after a series of meetings at the museum with Alessandra Calò. She is a visual artist who creates images full of symbols and meanings, mixing archive materials and photographs, and using antique printing techniques developed in the 19th century. We took part in the project to inspire her and to be her assistants, which is why we all worked together, Vale, Paolo, Caterina, Cinzia, Valentina, Ilaria, who took our photos, and me, I'm Flavia. We were inspired by the museum's collection on visiting the botany room, where the historical herbaria are kept. For example, we visited the one belonging to Filippo Re, who was a plant researcher. And then we really liked the one of Antonio Cremona Casoli, who made a herbarium when he was 14 years old. He was not a botanist, but just a boy who liked to observe nature, just like us. He had a notebook where he took notes to remember which day he had picked his flowers. We liked it so much that we went to see it 3 times. On the pages were dried plants with flowers that had remained pink. We also made a herbarium like his and then printed it in the darkroom. Alessandra explained to us that in Antonio's day, that's how photos were made. You brushed the emulsion, prepared the fixer, and then rinsed the photos in the sink. Valentina would like Antonio to perform a miracle and for the flowers to turn pink like his. We have to cultivate kindness towards nature and people. So we decided to photograph our hands while we imagined performing an act of care. This thing in contemporary art is called performance, and it is a part of us, present in this work, together with Antonio's notes and our own photographic herbarium.